Etse High School's governing body, as you know, has been fighting for months to keep the doors of the school open, calling on the Provincial Education Department to upgrade it. The Western Cape Education Department saying it's going to cost far too much money to refurbish the rundown school or to make it safe again, and the Constitutional Court dismissing an appeal by the high school against the MEC, Debbie Schaefer. Joining me on the line is COSATU Parliamentary Officer Tony Erenreich. Tony, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, thank you.
Where to next?
Well, it's an unfortunate outcome for the learners of Etse High, because you would know that in Etse we have three primary schools, there's one high school that those kids must all graduate to, and now that high school's gone. With the high school gone, the learners are going to have to move to a neighboring high school, which will raise the level of overcrowding in that high school, but also the dropout level in Etse would now increase, because you know that there's such gang problems in our communities that children can't move from one area to the next. So while the court has said that the procedure may have been followed by the Western Cape Education Department, we think it's most unfortunate that the court hasn't considered the matter, that the Western Cape Education Department has not looked at what's in the best interest of both the present learners of Etse High as well as the present learners of the Etse primary schools and where they should be going into in future. Any comprehensive plan for education in this area would say that you need at least one high school for the three primary schools to graduate to.
What distances are we talking about, Tony, for these high school learners who will be living in Etse? How long will they have to travel to go to, I suppose, the next high school that would be available in the neighboring community?
Well, the distances are probably not. It's probably about 2 kilometers to both of the high schools from the furthest point in Etse. Now, that's part of the problem, a bit of an inconvenience. But what we've got to do in these poorer communities is we've got to make sure that education is provided as accessibly as possible, because education is going to be the only way to turn around these communities that are completely dysfunctional and that has many problems, because families are falling apart due to high levels of unemployment and other issues. The church and the sports structures are falling apart. So schools are really the one area where we can restore the social fabric of our society.
I'm not getting a sense, though, from the Western Cape Education Department, Tony, that they are not invested in the education of the young adults who are in Etse. I'm not getting that sense at all. They're just saying it's going to cost far too much money for the taxpayer to refurbish that school and make it safe again.
Well, there's two problems with it. The first one is that all schools in the Western Cape at the moment have security to keep them safe. The securities were removed from that school, and so the systematic breakdown of some of the areas of the school had taken place. And so that is as a result of non-expenditure in the school. But the other one is that the Western Cape Education Department has a responsibility to provide education where it's needed. The national government had built a school in the area right next to the high school, and the previous primary school was in a much better condition than the high school. The community asked that their learners from the high school be allowed to move to the primary school, but the Western Cape Education Department wouldn't do that. So it wasn't that there was not facilities available that the kids could use that was in a fairly good circumstance. It was that the Western Cape Education Department has just put their minds to it that they don't want a high school in that area when there clearly is a drastic need. So they are, in many respects, not considering the best interest of the learners in Etse.
All right, well then let's consider the best interests of the learners in Etse now that the Constitutional Court has deemed that there is no reasonable prospect of success as far as appealing this decision is concerned. How are you and the school governing body of the high school going to work with the community, with the parents, with the learners in ensuring that there's a smooth transition from the high school in Etse to the schools in the neighboring areas?
Well, we should just start by the question, firstly, we've got to have to take that reality into account to make sure that the conditions are as favorable for learners to get there. But we must take into account that it doesn't suit the learners' best interest. And we must also take into account that the fact that it's grossly unfair that the amount of money that is spent in different schools are so varying. And so in Etse, there's no money put into that school in upgrades. That's a 43-year-old school, so clearly it needs money for upgrades. It's a poor community. It's a no-fee school. A school anywhere in the suburbs, and Frutski as an example, Frutski has a hall that they can hire out, a very fancy auditorium. They have the sports fields around them, Newlands and others, where they get an income from hiring parking to the people who come to watch the sports. They have learners where the parents pay up to 2,000 rand a month. So what we've got to do is take the principle that says where the education is needed, as clearly as it is in Itzhak, we've got to provide the funding to ensure that that education is sustainable and that it helps to restore those communities that were devastated by apartheid. So while the court may have said that the procedure was followed for closure, the court did not say that we don't require a school in that area, because manifestly we do require a school, and it's the Western Cape Education Department's responsibility and right to take their decisions. We don't think they're regarding the interest of poorer communities sufficiently or giving them the funds to ensure that there's sustainable and adequate education.
All right, we'll hold it there. Thank you very much, Tony Ehrenreich, Parliamentary Officer for COSATU.